Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a great weekend, and you're all still fitting in your clothes because you ate the things that I would approve of over the weekend. Second thing, now that the Thanksgiving holiday is over, we can think ahead to the holidays coming up, and we have several gifts available that you may not know about that are just terrific to send to people. You can go to wellnessforum.com and check out the full selection, but some of the really interesting ones that people love are kale chips and raw trail mix and biscotti, gingerbread biscotti. Dell makes the best gingerbread biscotti in the world, and mixed cookie boxes and raw granola and baskets using Wellness Forum products. So anyway, wellnessforum.com, you can check that out. And then tomorrow night is our last conference call of the year. I can't believe we're getting to the end of the year stuff already, but tomorrow night, Tuesday the 29th at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be talking about hypoglycemia for the first few minutes and then questions and answers for the rest of the time. So now we'll go on to today's programming, which has to do with hormone levels and diet. Many forms of cancer, particularly breast cancer, are hormone related. Estrogen receptor positive breast cancer is the most common form of breast cancer, and so lowering hormone levels is an effective way to reduce risk and therefore important. Several studies show hormone levels to be diet related. A new study confirms this. It involves three groups of women who had hormone markers measured in the blood, urine, and feces. One group was vegetarian, then there was an omnivorous group, and then an omnivorous group with breast cancer. Participants were assessed four times during a one-year period of time. Vegetarians, and I guess this is not surprising, showed reduced levels of not only estrogen, but increased production of sex hormone-binding globulin, which helps to inactivate and remove excess estrogen. The meat eaters without cancer had higher hormone levels, and the highest hormone levels of all were found in the meat eaters with breast cancer. The lead author of the study concluded that maintaining less body fat, eating less fat, and eating more fiber resulted in lowering estrogen levels in postmenopausal women, which reduces their risk of breast cancer. And by the way, maintaining less body fat, that happens a lot easier on a plant-based diet than it does on a meat-eating diet. And then to this, I would add that complete removal of dairy products from the diet is advised, since dairy products all contain estrogen metabolites. Remember, milk comes from pregnant cows, so this should not be surprising. And all of this to conclude that cancer is another one of those foodborne illnesses that is many times avoidable, most times, in fact, avoidable if people will just clean up the diet. And it is so much easier to prevent cancer than to treat it. So maybe this is a good time for everybody to take a look at their diet after Thanksgiving. No immediate holidays coming up. We have a few weeks. And do what you can to adopt a program of dietary excellence. That's all for now, and have a great day.